Dalit Mishnah Yud Aleph. Isha Nasasi B'Medina Tayam Harehi Zu Be'elu Banel. Somebody comes from overseas with an Isha and children, and he says that he married this Isha overseas, and these children he had from this Isha. Maybe Raya Ala Isha Be'eno Tzarech Lahavi Raya Ala Banel. If he wants to marry his daughter off to a Kohen, he must bring a raya that this Isha is Miucheses, that her ancestors were Ksherim, but he does not have to bring a raya that the children are her children, that he had the children from this Isha. And since we see that the children are attached to the Isha and they treat her as their mother, we can assume that these are her children. Mesa, the Elu Baneha. But if he comes from overseas with only children, not with the wife, and he says that he got married overseas, and his wife died overseas, and these children he had from that wife, Tzarech lahavi raya ala isha ba'ala banim. If he wants to marry his daughter off to a kohen, he must bring proof that this isha is miucheses, that her ancestors were all ksherim, and he also has to bring raya that these children are the children of that isha. Since the isha is not around, we have no way of knowing that these children are the children of that isha. So therefore, after he brings a raya that the isha that he married in Medina Siam is Kshera, he must bring a raya that the children that he has are actually from that isha.
A person is not allowed to seclude himself together with two women, and just like yichud is also with one woman, even if that woman is a pnuya, she is single, as maybe he will seduce her, so too the rabbanan do not allow you to seclude yourself with two women, even though it would be difficult to seduce them, as each one of the women will be embarrassed from the other. The Rabbanan still do not allow this, as maybe he will seduce both of them. Avo isha achas misyacheres im shnei anashim. But one woman can seclude herself with two men, and neither one of the men will seduce her, since each one of them will be embarrassed from the other. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av ish echad mityached im shtei nashim bizman sheishto imo. Rabbi Shimon says even one man can seclude himself with two women if his wife is together with him, as he will not be able to seduce her when his wife is around. V'yashen imahem bapundiki mipnei sheishto misham rasu. He can even sleep near them in an inn, because his wife will protect him, his wife will not allow him to seduce her. Misyake adam im imo v'imbito v'yashen imahem v'kiriv basar. A person can seclude himself with his mother or his daughter, and he even could sleep next to them without clothing. V'im higdilu, when they get older, if it's a girl when she turns 12, and if it's a boy when he turns 13, zu yashena Biksusa, Bizet Yashin, Biksusu. They can sleep next to each other, but only if they are wearing clothing.